brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the third hour. George Humphrey in studio in 30 minutes. I want to do a big news blitz and your phone calls. Maureen, Chris, Robert, Red Flex, and many others coming up. I have four giant stacks of news that I have only scratched the surface on. Again, I want a news blitz on that first when we come back from break, and then we'll still be continually open phones throughout the broadcast day today. It's unbelievable to go from going off government documents and bills and Senate hearings that no one would look at, no one would believe us, no one would check out all the facts we had, to now they're just, yeah, we're going to have one-child policies everywhere, and yeah, we're going to have troops on the streets, and yeah, we're going to carbon tax everything you do, and yeah, we're going to get rid of the middle class, but it's for your own good. On and on and on and on. And yeah, we're going to force you to take vaccines, and yeah, we're building FEMA camps for your own good. I mean, it is all coming down on us, folks. Tyranny always has a leg up because people can't believe it's happening to them. But if you look at history, you learn it's the norm. But we got a good chance of beating this if we fight back. That's what history shows. So for all of you out there who are fighting back, all of you spreading the Obama deception, to all of you standing up for liberty and freedom, this song is for you, Steve Voss and the Renegades.
Some would make him king, others couldn't stand for that. Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the syndicated radio transmission. Thank you so much for joining us today. George Humphrey's coming up in about 22 minutes in studio. We're also going to be taking your phone calls continually throughout the hour and 50 minutes that we have left to cover. Obama is giving his big New World Order globalist speech before the G20 right now. Openly setting up, according to the CNN, a New World Order. Crisis leading to New World Order is the headline. Here is the New York Times, a New World Order, a world in need of a new order. Again, they create the crisis. They offer the solution. The Times of London reports that G20 summit Europeans demand threatens to wreck deal. So they're acting like there's a fight going on here. They demand that the global government have strong controls and global taxation systems so no one can escape high taxes, regulation, control of banking, businesses, everything. And we've got a clip I'm going to play later and get economist George Humphrey's take on it, where we have Tim Geithner, who doesn't pay his taxes, as the head of the Treasury, telling CBS News that, oh, yeah, we're going to go after other corporations and companies, not just the head of GM. So, I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what it is, where they say, you do what the government says or we'll order you to step down. No judge, no jury, no grand jury, no court order, just the president says so. That's dictatorship. So you let the foreign banks take over your industry. You hand everything over. This is what the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries they're in control of. And just a really huge story that came out yesterday, Washington Post, Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Everything's being seized. Rules for private networks also proposed. Now, this bill's been out for a few weeks. This is why the head of cybersecurity resigned 3 weeks ago. This was the head of the program for the federal government. Said this is a Pentagon takeover of all private industry involved with computers, with how computers are built, the back doors in them, how everything operates. He said a threat to democracy. You mean a threat to the free republic. Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Now, this also brings in federal funds, just like they did with the 96 Telecommunications Act, to put NSA snooping floors, whole floors, in all major telecommunications companies so the Internet all runs through them already. This is so they have back doors into all the hubs to shut the web down, and that's what the Pentagon admits they're drilling for. And what they're going to do is say China did it, shut down the web, then relaunch it as Internet 2 with total controls. And you watch, that's a big false flag terror attack, a financial and free speech attack they're planning to launch, and I've done the analysis on that. Here's UPI, U.S. cybersecurity had quit, citing growing role of spy agencies. For those watching on the Internet, I apologize. My printer ink was running out when I printed this one, so it's hard to read there on screen. In fact, guys, just pull this up. Just Google U.S. cybersecurity chief quits, and we'll just punch that up from the web itself. That's United Press International. You'll get AP Reuters, too, when you do that. And we're trying to get him on the show. But so people say, oh, we don't see any whistleblowers on this takeover like you say, Alex. That's all we see. Fox Fallon refused to attack Iran and refused to let Dick Cheney have Navy SEALs attack their ships, acting like Iran did it, source MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, and Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, quit. We'd already be in World War III, folks. It is the whistleblowers. We've had NSA whistleblowers come out and say they listen to Americans having phone sex and sit around the NSA laughing, and now over 70% of phone and Internet security has been handed out to private security firms owned and run by people like Felon Admiral Poindexter, the Total Information Awareness Network. So most of it's being done by private groups now. It says the official in charge of coordinating U.S. government cybersecurity operations has quit, saying expanding control of the National Security Agency over the nation's computer security poses threats to our democratic process. Even from a security standpoint, Rob Breckstrom, the head of the Department of Homeland Security's National Cybersecurity Center, told United Press International, it is unwise to hand over security of all government networks to a single organization. Well, yeah, it's dictatorship. But then it goes on with the new bill, and he talks about the private takeover, total takeover of everything. They've announced. Senator Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, went on TV last week and said, if we'd be better off without the web, we got to get rid of it. New York Times says, we got to get rid of the old Internet, have Internet 2, where you have a subdomain on somebody else's government site or private industry. 50 corporations get it, 50 universities, and 50 agencies. That's Internet 2. And then you'll have 150 domains for each nation. You'll have a sub-account, and they'll have rules and say you can't post. This is openly, publicly stated. This is Internet 2, and they're going to end net neutrality, start taxing the web. It's already happening. This is it. Stated. And here's the bill. Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. It says over private industry. I mean, you can go read it for yourself. They just tell you how great it is, though. People say, well, why do you use mainstream news? Well, a lot of times they tell the truth. They just spin it. You know, they're admitting what they're doing here. They just say it's a good idea to keep it safe from China. So you understand, folks, they're openly saying they want to shut down the web, how terrible it is. The newspapers are imploding. The establishment's losing all credibility. They have to shut it down. And believe me, when they set off a nuke or release smallpox or whatever these jackasses are planning, you better believe that they're going after the web first. They're going to claim that China or Russia did it. Meanwhile, clear evidence that the computer cables to Russia and the Middle East and places keep getting cut by deep submersibles that only Russia, England, France, and a few other countries have. So they're busy trying to chop those as well. Here's the Geithner on ousting CEOs, reviving economy. We're going to get into that. Here is an important story. Deep solar minimum and says the sunspot cycle 1995 to present. And if you go up to NASA's website, for some reason, our one on Infowars.com, we posted this, but it links to the wrong thing. It links to a Bilderberg story, so we need to get that fixed. Deep solar minimum. Now, you can see the 12-year sun cycle. and the highest sun cycle on record was right here. You can click on it and look at the graph going back for over 60 years with scientific, very high-tech scientific instruments. Now this is in 2001, the super peak, global warming throughout the solar system. And then over here, you can see where we currently are, down there in the dip, 2009. And if you see that, there is almost no solar activity. Look at the last dip in the cycle in 1997. Look how much higher sun activity was at the last low point. I mean, this is a record low point. The sun is putting off no solar flares right now. They appear as sunspots to the naked eye, giant Coriolis ejections, you know, hundreds of times the size of the planet Earth that shoot out. They disrupt satellites, all sorts of things. There you have it. Now, when is it set to peak again? 2012. Isn't that interesting? Everything's 2012. I don't put much stock in that, but a lot of folks do. Look at that. That's from NASA, and they've got a bunch of other graphs in here showing what's happening with that on that front. You know, I mentioned this yesterday, but it really needs to be covered again, and that is a Bloomberg article. It was everywhere else. You know, 3 days before we posted a George Washington Blogspot story. The guy does great research, great analysis. And he showed the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers that the current spending was approaching the size of the gross domestic product of the United States, just the bailout. And he gave a number of $11 trillion. And then 2 days later, it came out, oh, no, the government admits it's worse than that. It's $12.8 trillion, $200 billion short of the entire GDP of the country. But I noticed the comments of the trolls under it were, that's a lie. He's making this up. It's not that big. And then now it's all admitted. Just denial, 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 denial. I have that story here in my stack. It doesn't matter. I covered it yesterday. It's just there is so much going on. We posted a story yesterday. John Yoo arrested, and we documented the fact that they had not arrested him, that was a rumor. But what is not a rumor is that he has been indicted along with 11 others in Spain for war crimes and crimes against humanity for writing memos ordering the torture of children. So I thought I would let you know that. That's where that rumor came from, and we tried to whack-a-mole and try to stop that rumor, but of course we're not that influential, so who knows what will happen with that. Another White House would-be official is in trouble for not paying back taxes. Sebelinus, if I'm pronouncing it right, Health and Human Secretary nominee Kathleen Sebelinus, recently corrected 3 years of tax returns and paid more than $7,000 back after finding unintentional errors. Now, see, that's nothing compared to all the other ones in the administration where it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, free limos, not paying taxes, period, like Geithner, and saying he didn't have to and then fighting it. Another story here out of the Associated Press, promises, promises, Obama's tax pledge goes up in smoke. And it talks about how he promised no new taxes of any type except if you made over $125,000 a year. Every time I say that, I get emails. They go, it's $250,000. With a couple, that's $125,000. Anybody making that or more, and that's your lower middle class, folks, in the real scale of things, and that's who actually buys things from you locally, and that's your real economy. But don't worry, the elite will get rid of that for you and see how you're doing out there poor. One of President Barack Obama's campaign pledges on taxes went up in puffs of smoke Wednesday. The largest increase in tobacco taxes took effect despite Obama's promise not to raise sales taxes on any kind of families earning under $250,000 or individual under $200,000. This is the one tax that disproportionately affects the poor. And it goes on. And this, oh, well, that's okay. He broke his promise on cigarettes. No. They're raising all these different taxes, and they're getting rid of the loopholes, as they call them. It's really just tax write-offs for your house or for your mortgage deduction or for education. They're saying they're getting hundreds of deductions. So, and that's on everybody. Just massive, massive tax increases on everybody, and it all goes not to the nation, but to foreign bankers. Your call straight ahead. More news straight ahead.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
George Humphrey gets here in studio. I'm going to break down the latest G20 news. I got a big stack of it here. They have agreed on the regulatory changes to the world system, a new global regulator over all the nations, in the words of Time Magazine, an article titled The New World Order, to knock the heads of the American people, to punish us. Taxes will be paid directly to them, and they've wanted a $500 million deal. Well, that's not enough. It is a trillion and a half dollars of tax money to be given from the American people and the people of Europe to the private banks to set up their new global super currency. That's Reuters. I've also got MSNBC right here. I mean, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all happening in our face. Let's go ahead and talk to Marine in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
I've got something. First of all, thank you for everything you do. Now, so much that is said absolutely sounds scary. We need to remember we serve the Most High God. These other idiots are serving Satan. He only took one-third of the angels with him. It's going to be a two-against-one fight. Go read chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Hebrews and just see. We are told that they are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. That is us. And I put a website up, citiesforrefuge.info, and God has shown us that he is setting up cities of refuge. And I know so many people have been called to different places to set up places for other people to go to when things get bad.
Well, I mean, I agree that this is a fight against good and evil, and we need to ask God for his guidance and help. My problem is most of the Christian churches and other religions have been bought off by the government, by the World Council of Churches, by the UN, and they're telling people, stand down, go to the FEMA camps, you know, that tyranny is good, and that we're Romans 13, out of context, Hitler's favorite Bible passage. So, you know, the solution is in the church, but it's also, the problem is the phony church. I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, go on YouTube and to just see a parody of the Queen, and you'll really enjoy the from modern day minstrels called Basement of Jacks, J-A-X-X, called You Don't Know Me, letter You Don't Know Me, and it's funny how the Queen goes around abusing her own servants and in the public after she goes on the run. But there's a quote. It's my little tribute to liberals to have it come out on 666. End quote. She is quoted as saying in USA Today, and she's talking about her book, which I'm sure was full of very pressing matters. Ann Coulter, the quick change agent you were talking about, recently wrote a book entitled Godless, The Church of Liberalism, released on 6/6/2006. And so I also wanted to ask you regarding Obama, were you aware that he also, one of his broken promises was that his $3,000 tax cut that he promised to businesses if they were to hire any new employees, and it's not in the stimulus bill, and other indicators that show that his acts, that he is on the side of the bankers, suggesting that the 401k and the IRA participation should be mandatory if your employer offers it. And it's kind of like Bush Jr.'s idea of investing the Social Security.
Yeah, make you give your money to a 401k that's given to the derivatives bankers to basically steal it. I appreciate your call. Speaking of bizarreness, this is up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo did a story about it, but it's mainstream news that he links to. Queen Elizabeth's gift to Calderon, the president of Mexico, guess what he gave her? George Orwell's 1984. And people think, oh, she's exposing the police state. No, they're the ones putting in the cameras and the control grids that are doing all of this. And so that's why Hillary says her favorite book is 1984. For them, it is a blueprint of control. For them, it is a way to control society and to limit the language and to, you know, pass all these hate speech laws and to train the children to be spies on their parents. Felipe Calderon gave the Queen of England a marquee tray, but the Queen gave Calderon a collector's edition of George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. Calderon received the book as he bowed and scraped at Buckingham Palace. On its face, the gift presented to Calderon seems rather strange, but when you think about it, not really. It's a novel. Oceania has a strict social class arrangement with the inner party at the top, 2% of the population representing the big brother, the outer party of bureaucrats in the middle, and the large number of proles at the bottom. The inner party believes that the proles are inferior and expendable and strives to make certain they live in misery, not unlike the average Mexican who lives under the grinding poverty while a small predatory and parasitical class represented by Calderon steals the country's wealth. And the article goes on. Great writer, Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. George Humphrey, in studio, economist, author, filmmaker, good friend of mine. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I've got George Humphrey, my good friend, in studio with us. He is an economist, a very successful businessman, author, lecturer, filmmaker, and former Austin City Councilman. And back when I was first waking up in like 94, 95, I was involved in politics a little bit in Austin. I would run into George Humphrey, and he was talking about the New World Order and all this stuff, and I'd read some books about it. So he was instrumental in a lot of my formation of my ideas as well. And here we are 14 years, well, that'd be 16 years later, but here we are 14 years after I got on air. And he's got his own local TV show he does from time to time, very busy man, George Humphrey. And today we're going to leave and go do more interviews with him for the second Obama film. I haven't decided on the name yet. I'm very close. And because Obama deception has been so successful and so up to date, it's actually worse than we thought. With they've introduced another bill for compulsory service. So I'm going to go down the list with you, George, just on issue after issue. And in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for all of your calls. But, George, you were ranting during the break, raving, and I appreciate the rave reviews. You're in the Obama deception, but you're in a few of my other films, and you know, said they were good, but I didn't get this excited. So you're not just saying it's good because you're in it. Break down the film like you were breaking down for me during the break.
Well, Alex, I don't rant that much, but I'll tell you what. We had a bunch of people over at my house last night, and to a person, everybody was totally, totally impressed. And I have been in some of your other films, and your other films have been excellent and positive and good information, And in my opinion, the presentation, the professionalism on this, the people who were the guests, Salente, KRS, unbelievable. And if you have not downloaded this, or more importantly, buy some copies from Alex, because as you buy the copies from Alex, then he can do more stuff. And this is a big deal, friends. And it's hard to be objective about a film that I'm in, and I'm in it for maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And it was my total, complete honor to be of service to this film. And what we are facing right now is so, so much bigger and coming at us so much faster than 98% of the patriots in this country have any idea about. And I am just so pleased that I've been of help and that you have been a good friend of mine for so long. And I'll tell you what, the game's on, friends. The game is on. It's not about 10 years from now. It's not about 2012. It's about right now. And the choice is whether you're going to go down the path of the New World Order, whether you're going to go down the path of fear, whether you're going to go down the path of materialism, or whether you're going to make the choice and realize that you and every single one of you, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, is that we're all part of God's creation and that we can all make things better. And if we see this thing with clear eyes and a full heart, then we can have some love in our hearts and realize that we don't have to go to this materialistic gulag that is being prepared for us. And I'll tell you what, our opponents right now, people like Obama, and remember, Obama is only a puppet. He is a puppet. It's not about Obama. It's about something much bigger, just like it wasn't about George Bush, because it's about something much, much bigger. And it is so good to be in body right now. It is so wonderful to have this freedom to be able to speak about this issue. And there is no greater time to be alive and speak about freedom, to speak about love, to speak about God, to speak about the Republic. I love this country. And I'll tell you what, I know that if you're listening to this, you do too. So listen to what Alex has to say. And we're going to give you a whole, whole bunch of information today.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions for you. We're also taping for the film, the new Obama film, while you're in studio with us right now. There's a whole host of things going on. I was been looking around for it. I covered it yesterday, and then I saw it back in my stack. Well, you guys in there, Google, Bloomberg, $12.8 trillion, and it is a Bloomberg article about how the real number now is $12.8 trillion, approaching the gross domestic product of the nation. Since you're an economist and a successful one at that, I want to get your breakdown of what's happening. But first, they have announced that it's going to be $1.5 trillion to the bankers, but that's really the sideshow. As Dick Morris said on Fox News on Monday night, shockingly, he said, oh, the New World Order is real. The conspiracy theorists were right. They're setting up a global government where banks will rule the United States and the rest of the planet. And that they're talking about the money on one level, but they just issue that. The real issue is the regulatory power, this, quote, bank of the world that will rule everything. Can you, in your own words, speak to all of that and why suddenly we're seeing mainstream news have to admit we were right about all this?
Well, clearly, money has always been the strings of the puppeteers on the slaves. And the people, whether we call them the Illuminati, the black hats, the oligarchy, the plutocracy, the rascals, whatever we want to call these people who are living in separation consciousness, they have used fiat currency as a manipulation. It's not money that they're after. It's what they're after is power, cold, ruthless, total power. And they've been planning this for a long, long time, incrementally, since the days of Weishaupt. And now they're in their final chapter. And the amount of money that you are talking about and that is truly out there, most Americans think that this bailout, if they pay any attention, is $3, maybe $4 trillion. They don't have any idea what that, most people don't know what that really means. And $3 or $4 trillion is an amount that staggers the mind. But however, the reality is that the Federal Reserve, with no accounting, with no supervision, is putting out another $8.5 to $10 trillion so far. They are not informing Congress or the people of this country where that money is going. And so the real number that is part of this, quote, bailout, and let's just get straight. This is not a bailout. This is financial terrorism. This is not a bailout. This is financial terrorism. And because Adam Weishoff, when they started the Illuminati, their motto was, out of chaos is order. Out of chaos is an order. And when they went into create the French Revolution, they created this chaos. The murders, blood was running in the street. They destroyed the economy so that they could get power. And they're doing the exact same thing here in the United States. This wonderful, wonderful nation is being destroyed. It is destroyed economically by the Federal Reserve, by the Treasury, and by these absolute rascals that are creating the greatest and the most significant transfer of wealth in the history, not just of our country, but in all of Occidental history. The middle class, the productive peoples of this country, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, Christian, Jewish, the whole group, we're all being robbed as we speak. You cannot create wealth by creating more debt. You cannot create wealth by robbing and hindering the people who create the wealth. The state cannot, by definition, cannot create wealth. And the amazing thing is that 98% of this bailout money is going to financial institutions. Where, oh, where, oh, where is it in the Constitution of the United States that the taxpayers of the United States should bail out corrupt, failing, and wrong financial institutions? The very institutions that created and profited by this, starting in 1998 with this ending of the Glass-Steagall Act, and they took not millions, not billions, but trillions and trillions of dollars from the people, from the economy, between 98 and now, and these very same people who planned this, who participated in this, are now getting the bailouts from the people of this country. That means you and me, your family and your friends. And that can only mean one thing. Extremely high taxes coming at us, more government interference, and eventually mass inflation. Now, we're going to be in a significant debt deflationary period for a longer period of time than most people think. This bailout doesn't even come close. Let me repeat, this bailout doesn't even come close to sopping up these toxic derivatives. You know, and nobody really knows the exact number of the toxic derivatives out there, whether it's 300 trillion, whether it's 500 trillion, or whether it's $800 or $900 trillion. It really doesn't make any difference because the problem cannot be fixed. This bailout money doesn't even pay the interest on these toxic derivatives. Friends, the game's all over. Using the rules of the Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking, fiat currency, the game was fixed many, 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 many years ago. But now we're at the end game. And most people don't even realize what fiat currency is. They don't understand what fractional reserve banking is. And many Americans, I'm sure that most of the people who are listening to this realize that our founding fathers knew very, very clearly that to have a free nation is that we had to have our banking system controlled by the people, that we had to have a hard currency so that money had value. Money had value. But the large bankers came in and they created fractional reserve bank. They created fractional banking and fiat currency. And since the beginning of this country, as I'm sure you've heard over and over again, has been the battle between the people and the populace who want to help the people of this country through a hard currency, through true money that has value, as opposed to the oligarchy, the small handful of people who control the strings and who make money a commodity. It doesn't take a PhD or even a master's or even a degree in economics to figure this out. If you just take a few minutes, they are creating money out of thin air and then multiplying it and multiplying it and multiplying it. And then they are able to take your collateral, your business, your home, your auto, take it as collateral, and then you have to pay interest to them. It is the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of this world. And because it is unsustainable, we are at the end game right now. And Brother Obama and all of his buddies, like Geithner and the others, are just cutting the necks of all the good people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, rich, poor, everybody. And friends, this is what Alex and what other people have been sharing with you for the last 15 years. And the time is right now. And we can either see it with fear, or we can see it as a time of change, as a time of shifting. And if we organize, we can turn this thing around.
Well, that's very well said, George Humphrey, economist, here visiting with us today. I've got a whole list of questions I want to go through with you. We can do this on-air part of it and then off-air later for the film I'm making. They're going to be a big part of it. It'll be a lot more than the 6 or 7 minutes you're in the previous film, because this one's going to be a lot more of you and Tarpley in it. Specifically, for people that don't understand fractional reserve banking, I mean, they know it's fiat, they know it's made out of nothing. But when we hear that, when the public hears that trillions of dollars are being given to central banks, or that central banks are giving trillions of dollars to private banks, those private banks are the public component of the very same private bank, the Federal Reserve. It's a consortium or a combine. So they take our tax money to give their fiat value. They pay it to themselves. And to pay them our tax money, we then have to pay interest. So we're not just paying in the money we give them for nothing. Then we have to pay interest for the pleasure of giving them the money. I mean, this is a Ponzi scheme of all Ponzi schemes to the power of infinity.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's happening right out in front of us, and it's, you know, and they realize that they can do this because, as Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to pull it off. And this is right in front of us. The Federal Reserve Board has the Treasury, orders the Treasury to print up, quote, money. And the Treasury takes paper and ink and prints this stuff up. And then the Fed pays the Treasury about 2.5 or 3 cents on the dollar. And then they lend it to the Federal Reserve regional banks, and then they lend it to the other banks. And now they're not even doing that because they're starting to monetize the debt, which we'll go into in a little bit. But these banks get money from the Fed, and then they can lend it out at a 10-to-1 level. So let's say that they get $10 billion so that they then can lend out $90 billion. And then when they get that some of that money
start
back.
Start over on that.
Okay. So let's say that a bank gets $100 billion from the Federal Reserve. And then they start lending that out at a 9-to-1 level. So it's $900 billion that they can lend out that's on their books. But then they get the money back, and they put that in their, quote, reserves, and then they can lend that out again. So their book value is not $100 billion. It's not $900 billion. It's 72 times the original amount that they have in. And this all starts with nothing. Paper and ink, and then they get the interest from the industries, from the small businesses, from the auto dealers, from the people cutting lawns, from you and me, that comes back. And it is money out of thin air. And the multiplication factors on this are so monstrous And the multiplication factors used to be much smaller. It was still wrong then, but then they upped it and upped it and upped it and upped it. And now, for every dollar that comes into a private bank, they can multiply, if they do their work properly, by 72 times. This is true insanity, considering that there was nothing there to begin with.
And that's where derivatives come in. They need to keep pumping the bubble so they can skim the money off the top and buy real assets. And when it finally implodes, they leave us with the black hole of debt. They run off with all the real assets and say, we'll save you. We'll bring in a complete world tyranny and regulate every facet of your life and give you hundreds of new carbon taxes on everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we're going to fix everything. I mean, just amazing. So let's talk about where this is going, what this is going to do, how this is going to end. When we get back with George Humphrey, economist, author, lecturer, former Austin City Council member, and most important, my good buddy, coming up. He's in the current Obama deception, but he's also going to be in the new Obama film that's out July 4th. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Coming up a little bit later in the next hour, we'll open the phones up for all of you that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, I'm Alex Jones. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're simulcasting for all our great PrisonPlanet.tv members on the TV end with the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. George Humphrey with us till the end of the transmission today. And I got a million questions for you, George. So we were getting up to the point of explaining, and I know most of the audience knows this, but your neighbors, your friends, your family, they just think the banker's screwed up and, boy, we got to give them all this money and it's financial terrorism. They say, give us all this power or everything's going to end, everything's going to fall apart. when they're all rubbing their hands together, laughing, giggling, writing white papers, how they engineered it, laughing at how they're going to destroy the middle class. I mean, this is how we knew all this was going to happen, because these guys all bragged about it. And we'd say, look at this book. Look at this document. They wrote it. They're going to do this. You know, George, you know, wrote books about this 12 years ago. And now it's all here. And he said the derivatives. I mean, I remember listening to Books on Tape you made, you know, in 1998, driving around in my car, and hearing you talk about derivatives, and I mean, you're an economist. So they knew they were setting this up. So let's go back to George. Break down how this fiat system works and how it's going to end, what they want to set up through making us dependent.
Well, the fiat system is a system of theft. And it's been around for a long, long time, and that's why in the Bible is that there are 17 references not against usury. But the reality is that the central bankers realize that by using fiat currency is that they can create so-called money out of nothing. They can create so-called money out of nothing. And if they can convince the people that they have something of value, which they have done, and a fiat is simply means the declaration of the king or the president. And so that's why we call it fiat currency. And so what was done is that in 1913, with the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking Act, is the Federal Reserve was created. And, of course, all of you, I'm sure, are aware the Federal Reserve is not federal. There's no reserves, and it is owned by European bankers for the most part. It's never been accounted. The GAO has never been able to come in and take a look at it. And what they do is that they, and according to Greenspan, they are a completely independent agency that is above the law of the United States. And Greenspan just said this last week on television. It's just truly amazing. And so what they do is that they order the Treasury to print up money. Now, money for them is just basically paper and ink. Then they take this so-called money and lend it to the Federal Reserve regional banks in Dallas and New York and San Francisco and Denver and around the country. And then they lend that money to the, quote, private banks, which at this time are becoming nationalized very, very quickly. And so when they lend this money to the private banks, is that they get a certain interest back. But then the private banks can put that on their books. And let's say that they borrow $1 billion. They can lend out $10 billion. And then as the people start paying that money back, and let's say they pay that money back, then they can lend that out again at another percentage. And so after a period of time, the bank that has borrowed $1 billion, which is out of thin air in the first place, which is basically paper and ink, has assets on their books of 72 times. So a bank that has borrowed $1 million after, let's say, a year and a half or 2 years, has up to $70 billion on their books. Now, clearly, there's nothing there as far as real value. However, for all the many, many thousands of people that they have lent the money to, they have to pay back the principal plus the interest.
All right, stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.